This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Rabbi Shai, starting the sugya of Chala and Isa, that a person has das to be mechalik. I want to start off with the following question. And I'm going to present the question now, but we're not going to get to the answers today. We're going to first present the question and then put it, shelve it to the side. And as we learn, we'll get back to this question. But this question is central to understanding the whole sugya of Manas Lechalik and the lumdis behind it. Rabbeinu Yechiel in Maseches Brachos Daf Lamed Zayin writes that if a person is making bread and he has aldas to make it sufganim, so we know that it's a machlekes Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam. Nevertheless, on itrin, let's say you have bread that is aldas to make little small things of pasta, which is going to be fried, even though lechayra you should have to take off challah. Seems to be you don't take off challah. And Rabbeinu Yechiel in Brachos says is because it's not made to be done in the same pot. It's not made to be done in you don't have the same shear challah in the same pot. So l'chayra mashma, according to this, that anybody who does challah at home, and it's not oimid to be baked in the same place. What? Same oven, I guess. Same pot, same oven. That's called a ptur of lechalik. If so, tzarichin on the minhag ha'olam, that women make big batches of isa that are shir challah, and they make a bracha, even though they usually don't bake a huge challah that is that you see by chasnas. Rather, it's little challahs. You know, each one is a small challah, 1 pounder, let's say. They make 5 challahs. So why should they be able to make a bracha? You'll tell me there's different shitas, but definitely there are some opinions that say suffik brachas lahakil, and you just like, you know, you should be chayshish that you're not chayav and challah. This is the Gra's question, not mine. V'cheinogu avoseinu v'avos avoseinu lehafrish b'shabbos v'yomtiv. But why is that not called lechalik? So the Gra is mitzadeg, the lechalik means le'acherim. There are others who are mitzadeg that lechalik is even la'atzmai. And if so, it's going to be shver how they deal with this question. And there are no less than at least 6 or 7 different answers to this shiloh. And I don't want to discuss it exactly right now what the different answers is, but it's going to be a nice reference point as we keep on delving more and more into the sugya. What exactly is called lechalik and what is not called lechalik, and then we'll be able to approach all those different challah bakes and by matzah baking when they put a tzir of sal together. We're not going to speak about tzir of sal today, but it is going to come up. It is going to come up that, okay, there's no, there's lechalik now, but that they're going to be mitzarif it later, but it's aldas lechalik again. So these are, this is just the reference point that I want to start with now. But with that being said, let's start learning the sugya of Isa Yemedes Lechalik. There are be'etzem two mishnayas that we have to start with. The first mishnah is in Perek Aleph of Maseches Challah. It says like this. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Nachtoim. We come to the sugya of Nachtoim. She'asa sa'or l'chalik chayev b'challah. Even though it's asui l'chalik, but nevertheless, a Nachtoim is chayev. But a Noshim, she'nosu l'nachtoim asui sa'or, im b'shel, ein b'shel, Achas ben Keshir, they're being mechalik it. Each one is giving theirs that's less than a shir. Pater min achala. And then Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph, it says similarly, we learned this Mishnah beforehand when it came to Neshicha, touching one another. Shtei Nashim, Shasu Shnei Kabim, each Kav doesn't have a Shir Chal, it has to be a Kav and a Revia, five Kav, Chameshes Revi Kav, Venagu Zebezer. So they're Potter, and the Rishonim say they're Makbid, that they shouldn't be touching each other, and therefore it's Potter. So it seems to be that even though, in other words, they're not coming to join in the first place, it would seem to be that's pashat, that if you don't want it to be mitzur, if it's potter, so too when lachayr, if you have das lachalik, maybe it should also be potter. Be'emes, it's a machlekes in the Yerushalmi. Okay, the Yerushalmi has a question: if somebody has a kri of his friend, and he's does miruach hakri shelo midaita shel chaveiro. That's what the Yerushalmi has a shaila. Miruach hakri shelo midaita shel chaveiro is a chayev, or are you not chayev in maestris? So it's a machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish says that you're going to be potter. And what's his raya from that? Our Mishnah that imein. Which would mean that he doesn't say that the reason of our Mishnah why you're putter is because it's almanas lechalik. Rather, you're putter because it's your because this person who is mixing it together is shloi midas. It's like because they're makbet that they shouldn't touch each other. Therefore, is putter. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you're chayev. Aye, why are you putter over here? Because that's almanas lechalik. Well, the Mishnah, the Yerushalmi says, if it's almanas lechalik, why aren't you chayiv? So nachtam is different. Shema yomatzel lekuchay. So there's different pshatim in the Pnei Moshe, but let's learn the simple explanation. Shema yomatzel lekuchay. In other words, shema lo yomatzel lekuchay. He might not find lekuchay, and therefore he's going to keep it for himself. And there's going to be there's enough of a shir chala for him to make a bracha. In other words, there's no absolute das over here. Also, this line in the Yerushalmi, Shema Yematzer, Shema Lo Yematzer, and there's Girsos, how to learn, is also going to be dependent on the lumdis of Lachalik. I don't know if we're going to be able to get to it, but I do want to point out that it is going to be Tully, and what exactly the tour of Oymed Lachalik. But I'll call upon him, Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, is that something that is Oymed Lachalik by the Seifa of the Mishnah, you're going to be potter. Masha inkein by nachtam, you're going to be chayev. Mashma, if it's isha achas, not a nachtam, it would be potter. The only reason why nachtam is chayev is because they have a svara of shema lo yamatzu lekuchayis, and they're going to keep it for themselves. They're going to have a shir chala. Masha inkein, if you're going to, in other words, since you learn nachtam bedafka, nachtam is not lav dafka, rather nachtam is dafka, mashma isha achas, who was al daitoy lechalik is going to be potter. So it's not only a lot of ladies that nobody owned the challah from the beginning in the first place. You could say that there was never any chibur to be mitzar of them in the first place. Rather, even isha achas she daitoy lechalik is a ptur. I'm not talking about that. It says lechalik. I didn't say anything about that. I'm not getting into that. Lechalik is potter.
What does the word lechalik mean?
I don't know. What? The Ravid is going to be a very big controversy, whether he's paskining like Reish Lakish or he's just bringing Reish Lakish down. But it's lav dafka that he's paskining like Reish Lakish. There's going to be a diyun in the Chazainish about that. I'm going to try to stay focused little by little and covering piece by piece, because it's a huge sugya and there's a lot of delicate lumdis that we have to be mevar if we want to get down to La Suke Shmaitza Liba Dilchisa. If we want to just learn it quickly and be al mabulbul and not know how things are aymed, so we could do that.
I didn't know what you said. What did you just say? You're medayik from nothing that
once. I said that Rabbi Yochanan, I quoted a Yerushalmi, that Rabbi Yochanan says that the reason why anachtoim, despite the fact that he's aymed lachalik is chayev, is because shemol yomatzu lekuchais. But if it's not anachtoim, if it's a isha achas, who has a batek al menas lechalka, so she would be putter. That's all
sure.
He said.
He said that himself.
Sure.
He said
I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything. And anything more than that.
So nachtam is done.
Okay. So now we're left with a halacha. of Rabbi Yochanan, that if a person has an Isa and it's almenas lechalik, he's potter. Yeah. What's pshat oimed lechalik? What's pshat oimed lechalik? So, in the Roshayim, we have different svaras, and Rab Chaim really is the one who speaks out this chakira, but it's mavur in the Roshayim, that there seems to be two different approaches what the ptur of Oymed Lechalik would be. The first is the Ramban. The Ramban has a few short lines where the Ramban says the following. Thank you. Page 307 in the second volume. Reb David, you have the second volume? 307 on the Ramban. It says like this. Hanoitel. Is that 307? Yeah.
268.
What?
268.
In the Ramban, 268? Yeah, exact. Thank you. Thank you for saving the day here. 268. Nachtaim, that's what I was looking for. Nachtaim, she'asa se'or l'chalik chayiv b'chala. Nashim she'asa l'achtam l'asim se'or. Yimei b'shalachim b'kashir p'tura min achala. Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yechanan, Shekeinu Yisayam, Zalachalka, Batzei, Ketur, Minachala. Vethin, in Nachtem, Loi, Bedaita, Dover, Tal, Bedal, Zekuchat, Dover, Tal, Shama, Zekuchus, Veyachlef, Lasseis, Isa. Shaminan, Minei, Dea, Oise, Isa, Al, Menas, Liftor, Ptura, Afal, Bishin, Zgagol, Linyan, Chiyav. The Ramban says, and he's coming right after the Sugya of Sufganin, that just like by Sufganin you have a Ptur, so over here also he says, that if you make an Isa, Al, Menas, Liftor, Ptura. It doesn't say almanas lechalik is not the main point here. You have das to make it in a way that it would be pater. So then ptura.
Like
lechalik.
Our question is galgal be'inyan here, was it together keeping or was it nizgalgal together?
Yes, even though it was nizgalgal in a way that right now it's chayav, but if you're making an isa almanas liftor ptura. So the way Reb Chaim explains it is the following, because there's an underlining question over here. Why should it be that somebody is making an Isa and he has Machsheves Ptur, that it should be less than Kashir is Potter? Bishlema, if somebody has a Das, that it shouldn't be made Sufganin. So I'm saying that I don't want my Lechem to be Lechem. Okay, I want to bake something in order to burn it, in order to make Play-Doh. Then I understand why I shouldn't be Chayev and Chala. But over here, I want to make Lechem. So there's a chisaron in shir, but the chisaron in shir should be mafkia minei shem lechem mechadesi. Mechadesi, just because I have das to make something that should be less than kashir, that should be mafkia the shem lechem. That's the question. That's the question. Why, if I make something less than kashir, it should be mafkia the shem lechem? So Reb Chaim says a lashon like this.
Sorry, meaning less than shir chala is still bar chala. Is that what you're saying?
In other words, you're trying to be mafkia the shem lechem just because you have a machsheves ptur.
No, it's paka from the chiyu b'chala. Less than shir, perhaps you could understand that it's paka. Less than shir chala is paka, just like sufganim.
Mm-hmm.
It's paka from the shir, from the shem chiyu chala. There's no shem chiyu chala when your das is lechalka. That can be that kind.
But I get it. But now I'm asking you to let's go deeper into this. What does a person have over here? He has das not to make it lechem. So your machshava to make that your machshava that eventually to make lechem, just it's not lechem that is complete. It's lechem is just going to be less than kashir. That should be mafkia just because of a machshava's ptur. This Chesut asked the question, but it's a healthy question. It's going to bring us to understand what this pshat in Machsheves Ptur is that the Ramban means. So Reb Chaim what? Right, that's going to be very complicated. It's going to be
part of that challah right now. I'm just lacking the shear. Because I can mitzar of sal after.
Right, right. Ve'araya, Rabbi Rafi is saying, is that later on I could be mitzar of sal. So obviously you don't see that it's like the game over once it was shem lechem. It's going to be one of the answers to our mina question originally, that eventually you could get to see yourself. So if you remember, Lazman, we spoke, we had a thesis in Reb Chaim Brisker, Rabbi Soloveitchik's opinion in what the Chiyuv Challah is. No, there was like a few Reb Chaims in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah and in other places. It was based, it was gebayt on Rabbeinu Tam's, the version of Rabbeinu Tam that held that your mamish, even if you're al daiter lasay sufganim, you're not only going to be chayav b'chala, but it's also birkas amoitzi. It was very a purist opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, not Rabbeinu Yoina's way of understanding Rabbeinu Tam. And Rab Chaim said that the shame lechem is all totally in the shame Isa Shiboy right now. It's all totally in the Isa. In other words, the Chazanish said, no, it matters that once you bake it, that's Megale, what your original intention was. Chaim said, it all happens with the Isa. Nor of us, there's a Tanai that it should be a Shem Lechem. At Kedei Kach, Rabbi Krantz had a Shaila. What happens if I want to make cookie dough batter? I think it's a great Shaila. Let's say I don't want to bake it. I want to make cookie dough. I don't know. Maybe it's a good Shaila. Maybe you should be Chayav B'Challah then. Because the Shem Isa, who says that the Tanai of making it Lechem is absolute? In other words, maybe making it Shem Lechem is only when that's what you usually do. For some reason, you have a Derech Achila nowadays, not that way. Don't know. So Reb Chaim says like this. His lashon is like this. Al korcha chiyuv challah shemishas isa mitlit toli bedin lechem ha'asid liyos achar kach. Kol she'aymedes me'ikara b'shas isa liyos ptura mechiyuv challah b'shas chalois hadin lechem hareze dover ha'poitcher mechiyuv challah. Kedesnan, we know from Isa Shitchas of Gan service gone and Ptur Minachal, Hainu She also is a Isa Bitchala Aldas Lasis of Ganim, Ptur Minachal, Mishum de Eino Medes Isa Lios Lechem. From Sufganim, you see that even if it's, you look later on to see what it's going to be, and if later on it's not going to be a Lechem, right now it's Mashpia on the Isa. Zeu Gamken Hagdina do Isa Isa Manas Lechalke, the Tur Mishum, Ze Shelo Yebashir Chiv the Shir Lechem. If you're not going to have a shir lechem, hu adin, it's also mashpia on the Isa. It's not simple. But you see that from the fact that it's going to be chaser in the shem lechem later, it's mashpia on the Isa now. But the truth is, if the Isa didn't have so much chashivas, I don't know if you could potter a machsheves, like mehechet hezi, you could potter it with a machsheves ptur. It's not so simple. But that's, that. Reb Chaim says that this is machsheves. He's into it. He says even the Raivid is going to hold this way. He b'chlal doesn't hold of the other tzad that we're going to get to soon. He says machsheves pur. Now l'chayra, there's a raya in Reb Chaim from the Rash, because the Rash asks, the Rash argues on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that if you're chashav la seisa sufganim, the Rabbeinu Tam says you're chashav la seisa sufganim, you're going to be chayev. Says the Rash, I have a kasha. Says the Rash, I have a kasha. The Oid, Amar Rav Yechanan, page 38. Vaidem Rav Yerushalmi, Aisa Isa, Menas Lechalka, Batzik Ptura. Umitecha Svara, Kol Shekein, Aisa Isa, Menas Lechalka, Avid Lecherem. In other words, Kol Shekein, Aisa Isa, Menas Lechalka, if Isa, Al Menas Lechalka, is Pater, Kol Shekein, Isa, Menas Lechalka. Now, if it's totally in Machsheves Ptur, you understand what the Chilik is. If you had a Machshava, that it should be less than Kashir, your Pater, so kol shekein, something that you didn't want it to be lechem is potter. But if the lamdis is not going to be like Reb Chaim, now we're getting to the second tzad of the chakira, that the reason of al-nas l'chalik is not that if you're thinking that it should be something that's potter, there's a chaloy shem p'tur. Rather, if you want it to be mechulik, it's right now as if it's mechulik. If that's the lamdis, this Rash doesn't make any sense. Because Esau menasalis sufganim is one ptur. Az the chalik is just that it's mechulik already. It's another ptur. It's much more that the Rash did not learn that it's a tully in a kol asid lechalik a chalik dami. Rather, he learned it's a machsheves ptur, and that's why there's a dimin to sufganim. Okay. However, so you have the Rash, you have the Ramban. And Reb Chaim has his cheshbonos also that I can't get into Reb Chaim now. It gets very complicated in how this tzad makes sense. And obviously, if you're going to learn this tzad lehalacha, so it makes a very big difference. It makes a very big difference on our shayla, our minig about, you know, the lady. She's thinking if it's going to be. Is it really kechaluk dummy if you want them together afterwards? But if it's a machsheves ptur that you're at the b'shas hafia, you have nothing. So maybe it is pater. There's going to be a lot with the dan on. But let's go to the next tzad. The Rashba seems to say mefurish, not like the Rashba. He doesn't say shamin and minei kol machsheves ptur is pater. Rather, he says another lamdish. The Rashba and Rabbi Stark, help me with the page over here. The Rashba is in Piskei Chala, page 362. Noshim shasis gedel chalka b'isa im ein b'kol achas kashir p'tur min achala. The kivan she'asa lechalka harei hi kemechulekes. Since she made it, lechalka hariu kemechulekes, kol hamechulek kechaluk dami. And later on, he says this. If you think that it was just like a lavdavka, he says a few lines later. Kolaymer shnei nashim shosh shnei kabim vragaz bezav filu im eminach pturin kolaymer vein moshim davar v'loy neshicha v'loy tzirsa v'loy afilu she irvu eisin kaachas. Even if they're ma'ar of them together, the kol ha'omed lechalik. Be'isa kemechulik dami. If it's oimed to be mechalik, it's kemechulik dami. Unbelievable. Why? And what's the lumdus over here? Because there it's mashma that if it's mechulik, there's no shear in it right now. Reb Chaim doesn't like this tzad. Reb Chaim says, Elad be'emes loy nucha loy merkein. Dimachsheves chaluka mashvele chaluka mehashta. De'are be'yerushalmi bevur. The oise isa almanas lechalka batzik ptura. Hare deim asa lechalka leacharafia chayeves. The Yerushalmi says davka machsheva to be mechalikit and it's kichaluka is potter. Davka if it's oida batzik, but acharafia you're chayev. The im name of the kol shechashav lechalka chashiva hashik kichaluka. And if you're going to tell me kol shechashav lechalka is considered right now kichaluka. Also after Rafia, you should be Pater Mechiyav Chala. So why should it make a difference when you think it should be Mechulik, whether it's Mechulik before Rafia or after Rafia? Therefore, Rab Chaim says, therefore Rab Chaim says, all the Rishayim, the Rambam and the Ravid have to hold that it's totally in Machsheves Ptur. That's what Reb Chaim says. And then he's going very stark with it. His Talmud, the Talmud of the Briskerov, the Tyrus Roim, says, Adarabba, the Yerushalmi that's Mefurish, that it's totally like the Rashba. Because in Perek Dalid of the Gemara in the Yerushalmi, it says that Yesh Chibur, lechala ve'ein chibur letvul yoim yesh chibur letvul yoim ve'ein chiyuv lechala, and it says there's no chibur lechala by oimid lechalik, right? And the Yerushalmi over there seems to say it's a din in chibur, that there's no chibur, it has nothing to do with machsheves ptur. So he doesn't understand how our Reb Chaim is just gonna go with machsheves ptur or not. But the Reb Chaim has a very stark akasha. What are you gonna do with this kasha? So I'm gonna read you what the Chazon Ish says. I'm not going to tell you I understand it fully. That's why I'm going to tell you what he says. And then also I'm going to share with you what Reb Shlomo Zalman has to say on this. And then basically our time is over. But at least we started to get the ball rolling on this. At least I started. So, he doesn't, says, Rafi already brought up a question. He says, okay, so Reb Chaim is proving that there's no difference between Batzek or Afiyah, it can be chulakes. Well, it's eventually going to be mechulak also when you eat it. Right, Rabbi Lelazar? When you're going to eat it, you're also going to make it lechulik. So what's going to be the difference? So obviously there's a cutoff point somewhere. Mechavin, Rafi was mechavin to the Chazainish. Says, Tzorchim, Tzorchim, Bishleima Isa, Ein Shura Shleima, Ela bin Neshuchin Zebaze, Shir Beis Revoim. Ava Lechem Abba me Isa Shleima, Loi Namar Baidin Siruf. Vekol Shekola Isa, Asido Leofas Lelechem. The purpose of an Isa is that it should be lechem. Ha'reyesh kan Isa b'chol ha'tonayim. This is called a bona fide Isa. In order to be considered a chiyuv chala, says the Chazon Ish, you have to have a bona fide shem Isa. This Isa, it's doing its job description. Its job description is to be afui. Ha'reyesh kan Isa b'chol ha'tonayim she'amra Torah, she'yesh kan lechem mikol ha'isa. This whole Isa is going to be used for lechem. Uma chiluk yesh im afa pas afa oishtaim dakois. Haria afia gamken loisagi elim daito lachilas adam ubishas achila la'aylem umechalik. The whole point of the lechem is in order to eat it, and that's also going to be mechulak. Ela she'ein dai b'shir rak b'shas Isa. Obviously, when we talk about a shir loy nemar on lechem. Shir nemar al Isa. The chalois shir is something that's on an isa, not on a lechem. The kimin shir b'shir pamach asagi. And therefore, if right now by isa you want it to be mechalik at isa, that's when it's no good. But shasafia, nothing to do with it. You're right, it's got a din lechem. But the shir is something that's particular to the isa, says the Chazon Ish. Reb Shlomo Zalman says another chiddush. Shlomo Zalman says like this. He says that once something has a shem lechem, it's a whole different ballgame. He has a question about Shir Zalman I'm not going to get into now because Chayser Azman. But he says like this. Yoyser Nir, he says the following hagdara. The kol ha'inyan shel albanas lechalek shayach davka be'isa de'ena chayeves klal machmas atzma elarak machmas machshavtoi las reis mimenu lechem. And this is where Reb Chaim didn't agree to this, because Reb Chaim held everything's totally in the Isa now. But Reb Shlomo Zalman says the whole koyach of the machayev of chala is that eventually there's a machshava that you want to make it lechem. So since the Isa's chiyuv is dependent upon your machshava that you want it to be shem lechem, so therefore, we have a gevissa halacha im chishev lavash leis potter, and also im b'shas gilkul daita lechalik b'shas afiyah is also potter. But it's only particular. You could only deal with machsheves ptur on something that is dependent on machshava. Nimsa de b'shas sheyagil lechal lechem kvar yipachz b'shir azu loy mischayev. That's what Reb Shlomo Zalman wants to say. Masha Egan, if you're going to think
after the
Afiyah, there's no chalois machshava that deals with Afiyah. It's a particular halacha by Isa, because the whole machayev of Isa is dependent on your machshava to make it lechem. So if your whole machayev on Isa in the first place is the machshava to make it lechem, so if you have a different machshava, that could potter it. Here he says it's totally in Machsheves Ptur. And this is how he explains the Rash.
So the Zalman he's explaining is only being
entire Rash. Right. But then he says that that's only the Rash. But what would Rabbeinu Tam hold? Zakhtar Shlomo Zalman, Kola Oymed Lechalik Kechaluk Dami is only when it's not Mechusar Maise. Brings the Chazon Ish, the Chasam Sofer, Legabi cutting nails, Legabi Chatzitza, Kola Oymed Lechatzitz Kechatzitz Dami. That's only when it's oymed lasis miyad bli hefsik davar achar bentayim. Hachanam bi oymed lechalik laachar afia, since you require a maise that needs to be done, which is the afia, you can't say kola oymed my afia. So in other words, he circumvents the question. He says, you're right, Reb Chaim, it's a good question. He doesn't bring Reb Chaim, you're right, it's a good question, but it's not shayach achar afia, because then it's already, you have another component of of mechusar meising. So he begins with the Rosh, and he says that he has enough gamina according to his question of Tzir Sal, which I'm not going to get into right now, although we should get into. But what he does say is like this. So I want to finish off. In the Haggai, he says, what's going to be... Okay, so now, just to recap, we have two tzdadim. Either we have the Ramban that says that everything is dependent upon machsheves ptur, and then we have the other tzad that it's not dependent on machsheves ptur, rather it's kol ha'omid lichalik kechaluk dami. If it's dependent upon machsheves ptur, we said the Rosh says this way also, and Reb Chaim explains is because the whole yesod machayev is b'shem Isa. Then we could understand why a machshava ketu of something. But if it's almanas lechalka, Reb Chaim says, how does that make sense that you should also have almanas lechalka help even after the afia? On that, we have two tirutzim. One teretz is the chazainish, is that dinei shir loy nemer ele be'isa loy belechem. And then we have the Reb Shlomo Zalman that is mechusar maise. That's what we said. That's what we said until now. And Reb Shlomo Zalman says, what's going to happen lefizeh if somebody has a full isa? And he has das also to split it up. He has shisha revayim kemach. Chamesha revayim kemach, shir chala, is one batch, and then a reva kemach, another batch. So can you take off chala from, can you, is that mechuv b'chala, that small chiyuv? Because if that's going to be pater mechala, yeah, you have shverkat. According to Mandel Omer, ein breira, how could you give chala of the big piece? Hare, part of it is mixed in, is something that's not chayev, so maybe you're taking from the wrong piece. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, based on this, you have to say that the whole chisaron of the machsheves ptur that you have is because there's no chashivas to this whole isa. But if there's a chashivas to the isa, so even the small piece will be nigra with it, it's also chashiv. Okay, so that's a little bit of the lambda starting. We have to be mamshech in the Rambam Ravid, how Reb Chaim is going to explain the Rambam Ravid, and how lehalacha we're going to get to our main shayla, whether... You know, how women, when they bake challah on Shabbos, how could they make a bracha? Harei it's al menas lechalik, and then we're going to have a bunch of mahalchim. It's going to be totally on this lumdis, of course. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.